And I also wanted to emphasize, especially in the budget times that we are in currently with our state, that partnerships are critical if we're going to continue to expand programs, be on the cutting edge of services for our students and for our parents and families in our community. So that's just one of many partnerships that we have. I also look forward to the expansion of our junior-senior internship program, which really comes about because students truly have an idea of where their interests lie, and then they can explore those interests while still in high school. And then hopefully they make better choices upon what their next steps will be upon graduation. So looking forward to that expansion, hoping our community opens its arms to the students. And again, I see this more of a regional impact, not just a Unit 5 impact. So hoping other districts also are involved in that process.
How big is your internship program right now, and how much in the way of resources would it take to do what you told the governor and lieutenant governor you wanted to do, which is make an internship available to every high school student that wants one?
So I've seen programs where you do have certified vocational teachers in that area, and we do have those on staff. It's reallocating some resources, so you might have to add several teachers to support those types of programs. But again, those students are going from one subject area to a different subject area. So in Bloomington Normal, specifically Unit 5, I see this over, it may be a semester experience for one student. It may be a whole year experience for another student. Usually we try to cap those at about 60 to 70 students per teacher. So, with 1,000 students, you can sort of do the math then. So it is a focus. But with that, I've seen some unbelievable things happen, i.e. With students, as we look at different pathways, i.e. engineering, for instance, I've seen students truly become aware of what engineering truly is, and then also what the demands of that course of study would be if they pursue it in their post-secondary college, say they go to University of Illinois. And that's what we're about. We're about connecting kids to their passion, their interests, opening those doors, and then leading them to the next step. And I'd love to see our remediation rates go down at the university level. In other words, I would love to see fewer and fewer of our students have to take basic English or basic math and at the college level, and they're doing it and receiving zero credit for it.
What is the remediation rate for Unit 5?
Well, we have those numbers through Heartland Community College. I couldn't quote those numbers exactly right now, but I have seen some of the data, and we are on we're seeing a downward trend. So part of what I also said the other day was we're working very closely with schools like Heartland to develop specific courses that students take in high school that then remediates them for the next level. So we prepared them, and Heartland accepts them.
Ballpark it, though. Is it a third, 20%?
I would say it's about 30. I'd say about 30% in that range.
Need
some form of remediation, be it in English or be it in mathematics. Now, that's through that particular college, and that is a specific group of students, cohort of students. If I look at the University of Illinois, I'd like to compare those two institutions. But again, the goal would be, why are we having to remediate at all?
Right. In any internship program, it involves the community resources. They are not educators.
Correct.
How do you make it a meaningful, curricularly sound experience if you're going to expand it to a couple thousand kids?
Correct. That's an excellent point. First of all, you have to train students, educate students. What are the soft skills? How do you introduce yourself? How do you communicate? How do you have the eye contact? How are you on time, promptly? What's the proper attire? Those things that most of our business community would say, those are critical, and we need to enhance those skills. So you usually have 2 weeks where you do this process of, or you have a process where you're introducing the soft skills. And then those students then start to enter, and I'll just use education. So say we had a senior that was interested in elementary ed. Now they go into a classroom, and they're literally working with the teacher, and we want to have some type of culminating project. So, and usually those projects then are based on what is the employer's need, or in this case, the teacher's need. It could be in an architectural firm. In a particular software, maybe they're working on a particular project, how can that student be part of it? And I have seen students who have been a full year in an architect firm, leaving that with so much more experience and understanding architecture so much better than what they had originally envisioned it to be. And the key thing here, too, is we have a teacher who's constantly monitoring those students. So an employer never has to worry about negative issues with that particular student. They may exist, but we do the confrontation, we do the counseling, and we make that a learning experience for the student.
If you have a couple thousand students getting internships, you are talking more than 20 teachers, though, to supervise them. That's a lot in today's environment.
Yeah, that would be huge. And I don't see that. I see that probably be cut in half would be the best case scenario, because, again, they may take one semester. So now you've got it down to roughly half that.
So there are limits.
There are limits, yeah. Okay. But I would say, I mean, we already have students out there right now. This has been our pilot year. And we're learning. We're learning what sites are have the open arms. And we're also learning from our students, what are things we can do better to prepare them? I've seen in some places where we actually start this process in their ninth grade, 10th grade years, and we'd have in-school internships. So, which then you had, instead of study halls, students could flow into various areas in the various classrooms and work with teachers.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Mark Daniel, the superintendent of Unit 5 Schools, joins us periodically for a chat about issues in education. So is this a five-year program for you? Is it try it and see how fast it grows with some sort of diffuse expectation, or what are your benchmarks?
You know, I would love to see this, and we're taking it where it's not a requirement. It's an elective course. You know, ideally, the goal would be every student has this experience. Do we lock that into a graduation requirement? Well, that would take board policy and so on and so forth. I would like to be more of this is something the students value, and they will pursue it. I think you have a better experience that way, and you enter that partnership with a bit of a better attitude as well. I'm interested in law. I'm interested in broadcasting. I'm interested, and I want to know more about that. So ideally, I would love to see in 5 years, 50% of our seniors graduate. Now, whether they do it one semester their junior year or one semester their senior year, somewhere along the line, they have that kind of experience.
You mentioned a hope for regionality, that other school districts would do similar things. What does that gain Unit 5 if everybody is doing it in the community or in the region?
Well, again, I go back to public education, and it's about benefiting the whole community. So as we look at better connecting our students to perhaps jobs that are available and high demand jobs with future high salaries, that's the ideal situation as well. And if it's good for a Unit 5 student, it should be good for District 87 or a Leroy or U High student, whatever. And we've been working together through the BN Advantage and the Chamber, as well as the Economic Development Council, the EDC, working on this reality. So We're moving forward, and I'm seeing things align much faster than I've seen in other communities where I've been a part of.
How long has it taken there?
It took us about, the first semester we started it, we probably had maybe 15 to 20 students. By the time I left that particular school, which was about 8 years after, we had probably about 80% of our, but we were a small school. But I'll tell you, it went from our high school to four other high schools in our district, and it did catch fire throughout the Fort Wayne community area. So and if you know a little bit about Fort Wayne, the city of Fort Wayne, that area, it's maybe about, I'd say maybe a couple times the size of Bloomington Normal. And it was a critical link because we're also linking with our higher ed partners. So, but we already have that relationship here. Again, that's one of the assets we have in our Bloomington Normal community, where students can take that dual credit, aligned to perhaps their career interests, part of their junior, senior year. Didn't have that at first in Fort Wayne, and surely not at the level that we have it here. As you heard, the one student, former student, 2016 grad, I believe she had 20 plus credit hours.
She knocked a full year off her associates.
Yeah, a full year off her associates.
By taking dual credit courses in high school.
Yeah, I want to say it was like 29 hours or something to that effect. So those are right now outliers. But what if that was no longer the outlier? What was that? What if that was the constant? I think we would have more and more businesses that would say, look at the talent pool here in Bloomington Normal. What about investing our dollars here in Bloomington Normal to grow our economy?
Which brings us to brain drain. A lot has been made about high school students going out of state in Illinois and then not returning.
Yes.
Does the departure rate from a given community change if there are high school level internship programs? Do those kids come back to places that they interned at when they were in high school after college at a greater rate than just those who go away to college?
We were starting to examine data and make those correlations to see if there was any significance to the partnerships and the internship programs. I can tell you from the partnership I had with one of the local hospitals that they were in a nursing shortage. And because of their nursing shortage, they were very interested in facilitating students with a high capacity and a high passion desire to move into an RN. But the problem in the post-secondary world was there weren't enough instructors. So there are limited spots in the schools of nursing, both at IPFW or at St. Francis there in Fort Wayne. So they truly wanted students that, again, that were more likely to finish the program. So we worked hand in hand with one of the local hospitals. And I can tell you that from his standpoint, the CEO of that hospital, he said, we are definitely making headway in reducing the lack of nurses. So I think it does work, and now's the golden time to do that when the students are still very interested in making those connections and saying, wow, make an investment in me, and I will stay.